Okay, welcome back to another episode of This Ridiculous Life podcast by Corey Miller and
Lindsay Miller.
So for this episode, I have a confession.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Remember the day like before Christmas Eve?
Okay. Yeah, so like Christmas Eve. Okay.
You remember everything that was going on? Tell me about that morning and that day and all that.
Oh gosh. Okay. Let's see. We had your family coming over for lunch Christmas Eve. Then we were supposed to go to my mom's house that night. And then we had a bunch of people coming over Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve was the day that I woke up and I had to go to the grocery store. Which is like, for anyone who knows, which is everybody, I think, going to like Walmart or any grocery store around the holidays, like you must have a death wish of some sort to put yourself in that situation. I even like texted a couple of people, like our neighbors, do you need anything? And several of them, yeah. Cause it's like, if you forgot something and I'm the one doing it, like I'm going to carry my flag and I'm going to go to Walmart. Do you need something? And I'll bring it back out. And like several people were like, I'll be praying for you. They're like, good luck. I'll pray for you. I was like, okay. So yes, I remember vividly that morning.
So you had all these things to do,
right? Yes, yeah.
And you were venturing out into the retail wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to fix her my customary breakfast. And we had put those veggies, the Brussels sprouts, yeah, and things in the fridge before. And then
Noel and Michelle had come over for dinner, and we had leftover veggies that were delicious.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to use those in a little scramble, and I'm going to get her a good start. Warm meal. You'd love when I cook breakfast for you.
I do love when you make breakfast for me. But but there's a confession.
So that was the day I thought I gave you salmonella.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So so I reach up into the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It was like a bad day. Any day is a bad day to give someone salmonella poisoning. But like that day was probably going to be bad because it was Christmas Eve and then all these things were going to have to go
into. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So I reach into.
Or the best. Maybe it's the worst day or the best day, because then I'd be like, sorry, everybody.
Peace.
Kitchen's closed. I'm going to be in bed.
I'm writhing in pain. Okay.
Yeah.
So I reach up in the fridge and I get the eggs and I get them down right next to the stove, and I'm getting my process going, and I realize like there's a couple eggs cracked. And I'm like, well, shoot. Okay, well, so I take the eggs out that have been broken, and I put them in the trash can. And then I take eggs that I thought might not have been cracked and use those in our breakfast.
Yeah.
And then realize maybe one of the eggs was cracked and I missed it and might have used it in our little batch. And my confession is terrible because,
oh my gosh,
you were really busy, and yeah, I was like, maybe not the appropriate time to mention that, because you were like, this is amazing. And I'm like, man, is salmonella that good? But
as you're watching me eat it, I was like,
oh crap. And so you ate yours, and
I think I was even like standing up at the island and like eating breakfast.
Yeah, because you were in a hurry. And so you left and I was like,
Did you eat it too? Or did you just watch me eat it?
This is just a one confession.
Oh my God.
I ate it too. But as you had left, I was like, maybe I won't feed this to the kids.
Are you thinking I'm getting myself sick too as I'm eating? Like, you're like, I might have gotten her sick, but like I also need to like be sick in solidarity.
Yeah, it was really good. And I was like, well, I guess we could both be writhing in pain. Oh, whatever gosh salmonella pain is.
Yeah, I don't know either. Or is that even what you get from? Anyway, but yeah. Oh my gosh.
So the cracked eggs.
I'm glad you. Okay. So I had been really stressed and we needed some eggs. And so like, this was my second trip to the grocery store like that week. Cause we had already done other Christmas celebrations with other family members and stuff. And I'd gone to the grocery store to grab a couple of things. And one of which is we go through a ton of eggs in a week. And so I'd bought like a big package of eggs, but it was in like one of those plastic containers as opposed to like the crate, the egg crate container. And it was just flimsier than I was used to. And it just slipped out and it like, they cracked everywhere. And I knew they cracked everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh my gosh. But I didn't want to like take them out in the parking lot and like throw them on the ground. Like that felt rude.
Like that like one the time you go Oklahoma.
At the elephant sanctuary. Yeah. So I didn't want to do that again, I should have said. I didn't want to put eggs on the ground again in my lifetime. And so I just like left them in there. And then I don't remember even what was happening that day, but like I got home, got the groceries unloaded, and like threw everything in the refrigerator and just forgot.
You were thinking, my husband will never use these cracked eggs. He will find the ones that aren't cracked and maybe use those in my scramble on Christmas Eve Eve.
I honestly think I just forgot. I really do. Like, maybe even the kids were with me. Anyway, I don't even know. Like, it just, I just forgot that they were even in there or that they were, like, broken and in there.
By the way, this is the second incident of cracked eggs. But the first one, well, one of them, I don't know, as far as I can remember, the first one was, we're in Hugo, Oklahoma, and taking the kids to see these elephants.
No, it was just you and I and Mom. It was on the anniversary of Chris's death.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We went down to Broken Bow, yeah. Oklahoma. It's, okay, it's pretty cool destination. If that's, but we rented a cabin, and Hugo is, like, kind of on the way. But, okay, so when circuses were a thing, they would...
Heard of them.
They would winter in Hugo, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And so it became like an elephant sanctuary. So the first elephants that were there at this place were old circus elephants.
Retired elephants.
Yeah. And so
circus elephants.
Yeah. So we had stopped at the grocery store on our way to go visit the elephants.
This is going
to
be a great title for the episode. That day I thought I gave you salmonella. And the retired circus elephants.
Yeah, the circus elephants. And so we had gone to the grocery store, and I think I just like had opened up the trunk at the animal sanctuary to get like an umbrella.
Yeah.
Because it started raining all of a sudden. And so I open it up and the eggs fall out on the ground and I just like left them there.
No, didn't we pull the car back a little bit?
Oh, that's right.
The
cracked eggs were on the ground and then we like, everybody was there. And so I got in the car and just like backed the car up another 6 inches and covered the cracked eggs.
If you're listening to this and you randomly see cracked eggs in the parking lot, oh, it could be the Millers.
Okay. Or more specifically, Lindsay. But here's what I think you almost giving me salmonella represents.
Oh, good.
I think it's really tough around the holidays.
Yeah.
Right? Getting ready for like all of the celebrations and the parties and the meals and the presents and all the different places you have to go. Like, it's supposed to be like a time of joy and magic and family. But like, I don't know, it's become a time of stress and running around. And did we get the kids the same number of presents? Newsflash, 2018, I did not. And that really sucked. When they were opening their presents and one had a few more than the other, even if they were like t-shirts, but still they should have had the same number. But so there's all that stress, right? It's like, whose house are you going to go to at what time? And what do you have to bring? And, oh, do you also have to have a Dirty Santa present for that? And, you know, even, you know, grandma's house and even our house, we've tried to simplify stuff by like, let's have a taco bar. Let's do barbecue where we're catering most of it. But there's still just, I don't know, just so much pressure around all of that, right?
Cracked eggs.
Isn't that what the salmonella represents? and how I joked, I said, oh, hey, maybe that's not such a bad thing that I get food poisoning and get to like go be in bed instead of running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
This one was different, I felt like, because one... we had 3 or 4 celebrations, but they were mostly at our house or around our house where we could, and I had a really good time. But I do joke a lot with people of when we first met and I said, what do you do for the holidays? And you're like,
I go on vacation.
Go on vacation. Go on a cruise. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And with kiddos and stuff like that, it's a little harder. But I think I like one tradition you always have, which is the kids. Wherever we are is the home.
Yeah.
And the kids, that's where we're going to be.
Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
Yeah. My parents started that. And I should say, really, I owe it to my grandma and Papa Doc starting that. Because they did this, and probably selfishly, they wanted a day with all of their kids and grandkids. And so they made it the weekend before Christmas. No matter how that fell, the weekend before Christmas, we always were at their house. And we would stay the night. Because for a while, so they lived in Norman, and most of the rest of us lived in small towns near Tulsa. So we would all go up there and spend the whole weekend. So each of their kids had a bedroom upstairs, and then all the grandkids slept on pallets downstairs. So the girls were in grandma's no-touchy room, which makes sense that the girls would be in there. And then the boys would go into that second dining area, you know, over there off at the front door. Yeah. And so all the little kids would sleep down there in those areas, and all the adults would have bedrooms and beds. And you were there all weekend long. And then so for Christmas Day, you got to wake up in your own house. And there was no pressure to go visit Grandma and Papa Doc. And then they would stay the night with us in our house, wake up with us, and pretty quickly leave our house in the morning. And they would go to all of their kids and grandkids' house and visit them. And then, you know, we would always then go to my dad's parents' house too, because they were in the same town. And like maybe my other cousins did the same thing. But it was always so nice just to wake up in our house, get to see our Santa presents, and not have to go to like 1,000 different places. And so, yeah, we carried that on. So anyone's welcome to our house, right? We do food. We do drinks. There's enough for an army. We're still eating leftover food from Christmas, actually, today, a week later.
Yeah, we've had friends over
for
Christmas. We've, I love that and I've told many people that, you know, you're very open about if my dad wanted to come up and enjoy Christmas, it's an open door thing, and the more the merrier, even if it might mean having to feed more people, we still like that. And then we've had some dear friends over
absolutely
those times too. And the one thing I was going to mention too, you might have mentioned this in there, is that your grandmother now has Christmas celebration for the family, which now is over 40 people.
Yeah.
The weekend before Christmas. And I love that. It's kind of like she's planted the flag. This is it. And I think it's really good because it's the weekend before Christmas. And
we plan around it.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah. Even your mom goes, I said, well, we can't do anything the weekend before because I'm at grandma's. And she's like, oh, I already know that. So it's like, it is a set thing in everybody's mind, which is why everyone goes.
And it that's just a nice scheduling thing of like pick a weekend. So with my mom, who's we've generally in the last couple years said it's the weekend after, but we kind of did it different this year. We did it on Christmas Eve, where my brother and niece and everybody came in that day. But and then your dad came down for it.
Yeah, that's always really nice. I think that makes it difficult, right, with parents who are divorced.
Yes.
So like you and I have. Both of our parents are divorced. Your mom is the only one remarried. The other three parents are single currently, or at least not remarried.
Right.
And so that adds a whole new dimension too, right? And I bet there are a lot of people in our place that have to deal with that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like for a long time, we're like, and other celebrations, like kids' birthdays, we're like, hey, divorced parents, we don't care. Like you all, like this is the birthday party. And you can come and see the person you used to be married to, or you don't get to come. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not like we make them sit around and hold hands and sing kumbaya together or anything, but they do have to be in the same room to celebrate the kids' birthdays. But Christmas is a little different. We try to kind of like allow them like separate time, I guess.
Yeah, totally. But still, this one didn't feel as chaotic. Maybe it was because we're at home, but...
Yeah.
But I'm really, really glad I didn't give you salmonella.
Oh my gosh. I'm mostly glad that you didn't give me salmonella. But I also want to take a moment and appreciate the fact that you also ate it thinking there was a chance that we were both going to be really sick.
Yeah.
Like, how difficult would that have been? Like, to go, I might get sick from this, but I gave it to her and didn't tell her anything about it.
I didn't have seconds, just so you know. I didn't have seconds.
Yeah.
But I did at least consume what I felt like was a reasonable amount in order to get that. And I love you very much. I'm so glad you liked the breakfast and it didn't make it sick.
I really wish that this was a video podcast just for today to see your face when you explained all of that. It's really funny.
Put it in the list of things that could have gone wrong, but now we get to laugh about.
Merry Christmas, right?
All right. Well, I think that was a good little story.
Yeah. Thank you for your confession today.
You're most welcome.
Bye.
Bye.